So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio. What if I read it up?
Good evening. And welcome to Radio Radio, the podcast, episode 9. For the next hour, I'll be playing some songs that I like and hopefully some songs that you like too. So sit back, relax, and listen.
Now that your picture's in the paper being graphically admired, you can have it. Desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, 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 why. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you. I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you do it, so you better get to it. All of your family has to kill to survive, and just waiting for their big day to arrive. But if they do, I feel they better be alive. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you, I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you do it, so you better get to it. I hear you saying that the shit's alright when you're older and are better than us. Spend all your money getting so convinced that you never even thought of us. Sometimes I wonder if we're living in the same land. Why'd you wanna be my friend when I like the children running out of hands? Welcome to the working week. Oh, welcome to the working week.
Elvis Costello, and welcome to the working week from way, way back. Elvis has got a brand new album out this week called Look Now, and from what I've heard of it so far, it's absolutely brilliant. So do look forward to listening to the rest of that at some point over the weekend. So yeah, brand new from Elvis, 40-odd years on from Welcome to the Working Week. Okay, I was very lucky this week to be at the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Hall to see Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. 40 years on from their debut gig, which was at Eric's, and what a fabulous show that the guys put on. It was over 2 hours of great music, great hits, and some very obscure songs as well. A couple of instrumentals and some B-sides. But here's one of my favourite OMD songs I thought I'd put in this week's playlist for you, just to celebrate OMD's 40 years, and this is Messages.
Yeah.
intense orchestral manoeuvres in the dark and messages. Okay, brand new out this week, an album from former Stranglers lead singer Hugh Cornwell called Monster, and it's an okay album. The Stranglers were great for me, and Hugh Cornwell stuff is a little bit up and down. Some of it's great, some of it's not. I prefer him when he's with his acoustic guitar, he's doing laid-back stuff, and he just does his own stuff. This album, it's electric, it's all produced by him, he plays everything on it. There's some great songs on it, and he's also done a few of the Stranglers songs, restored, redone his own way with his acoustic guitar. I'm not sure, the jury's out on that one. But anyway, I do like this song, and it's all about the guy who used to jump over a dozen buses on his motorbike, the American Evel Knievel, and the song is called Pure Evil.
I was born in Butte, Montana, in the snow. My folks left town cause they were good to go. So I fell in love with rubber, gas and chrome. I'm the last gladiator in the new Rome.
Evil from Hugh Cornwell from his album Monster, and yeah, it's worth checking out. Some good songs on there indeed. Okay, while we're on the subject of playing new songs, I'm going to play this one. It's from Echo and the Bunnymen's brand new album, which, although it's a brand new album, it is what would you call a reinvention, restoration of 13 classic Bunnymen songs, and I have played a couple of them on the previous podcast, but this is the one that he's going to be bringing out as a single. He will be doing an edited version of this, but this is the album version. It's called A Somnambulist, which to you and me means a sleepwalker, and it's a great song. Have a listen and see what you think.
He dreams of jet wheels in his oceans, walks in his sleep, the somnambulist. Beneath the seabed, magic potions, waters deep for the somnambulist. Well, he lives there, loneliness. So there's nothing to fear there. Body through the wall, felt so holy, felt so small, close to godly, a minuscule, behind the wall, my molecule. Well, here it is there, loneliness. So there's nothing to fear there. Only this, only this. Up and down, up and down, that place, the place.
Echo and the Bunnymen and the Somnambulist, and it's a grower, that one. I do like that, and I think it will be a good choice of single as well, so it's worth checking out the album. And we were lucky enough to see them playing at the Phil, doing some of these reinvented versions, and yeah, some of them are okay, but I felt a little bit sorry for Will during the Killer Moon, which has got a brilliant guitar piece in when it was all done by the strings, and he was left a little bit redundant. But anyway, that's Echo and the Bunnymen for you, and brand new, the Somnambulist. Okay, right, I'm going to play an oldie for you now, just to mix things up a little bit for you, and this one is Ferrari, and it's all the way back into the 60s, and this is called No Matter What.
I will always be around.
That's Badfinger and No Matter What, playing that for my brother Ian. Okay, another brand new song for you now. This is from Graham Parker, and I do remember from Graham Parker and the Rumour from years and years and years ago when I was at school, and he's got a brand new album out, and this is called Girl in Need.
Say you're weary, you sound like a girl in need. When you say you're cheery, I just let a water recede. When you say you're past your prime, reinvent yourself one more time. I hit the road with a bag of nails, build a house that withstands the gales and storms. Lived in darkness, but it wasn't that bad at all. 'Cause when the light came shining through, oh, what a wake-up call. I was floating in the amniotic, all too easy, so narcotic. I once knew a girl who was quite erotic, but she was vacant like an empty pocket. Push yourself.
Need from Graham Parker, brand new, and that's a great song, that, and great return to form, and yeah, definitely worth checking out that one, brand new album. Okay, this is also brand new. This was sent to me this week from Stuart Todd, great local guy. Thank you for sending this to me, Stuart. It's from your brand new EP, and it's called Happy Hour at the Sunrise.
And you're wondering which line will get you far. We're a drink to two for one. Everybody having fun. And they call it happy hour at the sunrise. See the man, he was a superficial smile. He forgets about his workload for. Always ready with a joke.
Absolutely brilliant. That's one to wake up to, isn't it? Happy Hour of the Sunrise from Stuart Todd, and that's out very, very soon. So look out for that one, and I'm sure you can go to Stuart's Facebook page and have a little look on Bandcamp as well if you want to get hold of that. A great song, and I do recommend that one for you. Okay, keeping it local, I am going to play for you a very exclusive song. This is from the brilliant Mark Vormoir, and this was recorded for me back in March in a special session that he did for me, and this is a great song. It's called Armistice Day.
Turn out the light, I don't wanna fight anymore. If you're leaving, remember, don't slam the door. The neighbors are sleeping while we're creeping round waging war. Oh, how I pray for Armistice Day. I wake up to find I'm trapped behind enemy lines. The bedroom's a battlefield, all barbed wire and mines. I tread carefully, it's so easy to misread the signs. Oh, how I pray for Armistice Day. Backbiting, shocked by the things that we've done. I'm not a coward, but sometimes I just want to turn around and run. There's no civility, only hostility. Look at what we've become. This is why I'm laying down my gun. Look at what we've become. Turn out the light, I don't want to fight anymore.
Absolutely beautiful. Mark Vormoir there with an acoustic version of Armistice Day. And just something to look forward to on the 27th of October, an evening with Mark Vormoir, which is going to be at 81 Renshaw, which is Renshaw Street in Liverpool, which is one of my favourite venues indeed. Seeing some great, great bands and singers in there. And he's got some great special guests with him, including Vanessa Murray, I believe, Camilla Ice Sky, and I do think Ian and Amy from Two Black Sheep will also be there sharing the stage as well. So that's something to look forward to. It's only £5, believe it or not, to get into that night. And believe me, it will be well worth it. I've got my ticket and I'm looking forward to that night. And you can get your tickets from Renshaw Street or by going to the Renshaw Street. I've got a Facebook page as well. Or you can call in to the shop. It's a great record shop and coffee bar as well. So yeah, do try and get along to there. Mark Vormoir on the 27th of October, an evening with. And that's a great night indeed, I'm sure. Okay, this is a new song for you from a guy you may not have heard from. It's the song is called Sometimes, and it's a singer called Michael Roberts. See if you think of this one.
Do you have the time of day? 'Cause it's getting rather late. Hope my mum don't lock the door, 'cause it's only half past eight. I've been out since the school's been done, playing with my friends. Now it's time to say goodnight, and this journey ends.
Sometimes from Michael Roberts, and I'm going to play for you a brand new song now, which is released today from the album Music Minds, which is a great collaboration featuring many, many brilliant artists. And this was put together by a mate of mine called Ian Sefton, who's based down south, and he's done a great job. And they had a gig this week on Wednesday night, which was at the O2 in London, and it was well attended, and everyone who supported it has done a great job. All the artists gave up their time for free. And this is one of the songs that's on the album. And have a listen to this and see what you think of this one.
In this world full of mass confusion, either side of the battle lines, there are places where love is blooming and the sun still shines. Come to mind. So much trouble, there's so much sorrow. We're all living on borrowed time. Let's just dance like there's no tomorrow. With our hearts entwined, come to mind. Bring your smile with its light. Bring what's wrong, we'll make it right. All that's lost, we'll try to find. Doors unlocked, come to mind.
Absolutely brilliant. That was Graham Goldman and Beth Nielsen Chapman from the album Music Minds, which is available as a 3-CD package. There's over 50 songs on there, I believe, and it's all for a great cause. Music Minds, all tied in with World Mental Health Day, which was on Wednesday. So yeah, well done to Ian Sefton for putting all that together. Absolutely superb. Okay, I couldn't play a Hugh Cornwell song without playing a Stranglers song, so just to even the balance up a little bit, this is the Stranglers without Hugh Cornwell, and this is one of my favourite songs. For me, this is one of the best songs they've done since Hugh Cornwell left the band, and this is called Relentless.
We'll be right back. of the day brings a calm that you've been waiting for. You can't wait to close your eyes, fall into the black.
Relentless from the Stranglers, and never truer words are said. Time is relentless indeed. Okay, and yeah, by the way, if you're just turning on, you're listening to Radio Radio, the podcast, episode 9, which is on Access Northwest Community Radio First Play, 7 o'clock on Friday night, and then it will be available as a podcast for you to listen to on Anchor FM, on iTunes, podcasts on Google Play, and on many other platforms as well. The link is on my Facebook page, which is Radio Radio. And if you would like a song requesting, or if you're a musician, band, singer, and you would like your song playing, please just do get in touch. And you can send anything to me on our email address, which is listen@virginmedia.com. Dead easy for you. listen@virginmedia.com. Okay. All right, back to the local stuff. And it's about time that we had Two Black Sheep back on Radio. So here they are with Don't Forget Me.
Forget me when you're lonely, or when you find there's only the stars to guide your way.
The road seems long and empty, there's always someone waiting to help you find your way.
Forget Me from the brilliant Two Black Sheep from the album Coffee and Gin. And a brand new album is on the way from Two Black Sheep, which is going to be sometime in the new year, I do believe. And they are also going to be playing a very, very special gig very, very soon. I'll give you more details on that coming up. Okay, until then, I'm going to play another new song for you. And this is called Don't You Need Me. And this is from a guy called Mark Everett. Everett Almond. It's not Mark Almond. Everett Almond is his name. So have a listen to this, see what you think. Bit of power pop for you.
Like a fool,
do like that indeed, Everett Almond and Don't You Need Me. And okay, I'm going to slow things down a bit for you now, going from one extreme to the other, a little bit of power pop and rock. And this is a nice, cool, laid back song called Lullaby, which is from Louis Barabbas, who is now living the life of a hermit up on the Isle of Skye in Scotland. So going from rock star playing big, massive gigs with a band called the Bedlam Six to living on an island up in Scotland. But anyway, I love this song. See what you think of this. We're going to mellow things down for the last couple of songs. This is called Lullaby.
If you sleep, if you sleep, don't dream. But if you dream, dream one little thing for me. Not wars, nor glory or applause. There'll be time for these, of course. But for now, dream little things. Just shrink the world to a single bed. Let the thoughts that swirl round your head all slow, slow, slow. Because one day, bigger things will get in the way, and you'll find they're here to stay, and you've no more time for little things. You will learn, you will ponder and discern, and the world will turn and turn and take you far, far away from me. And you may laugh, you may someday think I'm daft, but the memories you'll soon have will someday take my place, you'll see. So before your past accumulates, and while you've still so few yesterdays to pull you down, don't fret, don't frown, don't feel regret. Nothing matters much just yet, so enjoy the little thing. And when the sun yawns and draws down the blinds, don't you dare grow up during. You've no words to absorb all that occurs. There's no need to feel disturbed while you're still a little thing.
Absolutely brilliant, beautiful stuff there from Louis Barabbas. And I say this, this is a guy that we've seen a few times playing live with his band, the Bedlam Six. He's a lovely fellow. I've spoken to him a few times and he'll chat away to you, and he's a great guy. As soon as he gets on stage, you're like, you're flicking a switch and he becomes the rock star. He's a great guy indeed, and write some great songs as well. I'm going to try and get some more of Louis Barabbas stuff on the show. He did a great collaboration a few years back with Felix Hagen called My Little Lusitania, and I'll try and get that on the show coming up for you soon. Okay, nearly at the end of podcast number 9. So just to tell you a few things, if you'd like to get a song played on here, then please get in touch with me. I've had great support from everyone who's been listening to the show so far. Thank you so much for all of your feedback. It's very much appreciated. Thank you to everyone who listens in every week. It's a very, very personal show to me, this. I'm playing songs that I like, and hopefully you're going to like some of the stuff that I play as well. It's not always everybody's cup of tea, I'm pretty sure, but there you go. I'm sure there's something in this mix bag for you. There's always around 14 or 15 songs from all the way across different genres, different kinds of music. I try to play a little bit of rock, bit of pop, bit of country, something brand new. But most of all, I like to try and support our local bands and singers. So if you are local and you would like something played on the show, you'd like a bit of a showcase for your song, please do get in touch. Okay, right, last song of the night, and this goes out for everybody in my family. We're going through a very difficult time at the moment, as I'm sure I've mentioned to you, and those who know me personally will know it. Life can be really, really horrible at times, and this is one of those times. But I'm going to play this song for all of my family, and this week was the birthday of one of our great sons from the city, John Lennon, and also on the same day as me, 9th of October. So I'm going to play this, one of my favourite John Lennon songs, and this is for my family and everyone who's listened and supported Radio the podcast. Thank you so much. I'll see you all again next week. This is John Lennon, and just for you, number 9 Dream.
Oh, Wasn't just a dream.